This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Rashtriya Swatantra Party nominates 9 Central Committee members, appoints Jagadesh Kharel as party spokesperson. Government issues immediate public service improvement action plan to make public service delivery faster, transparent and citizen-friendly. And China rejects U.S. sanctions on Iran, calls on all sides to address tensions through political and diplomatic means. Now the news in detail. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP has nominated 9 individuals as members of its Central Committee. A Central Committee meeting held today nominated Sunil Lamsal, Sudhan Gurung, Pratibha Rawal, Bhupadev Saha, Purushottam Suprabhat Yadav, Dr. Manohar Pradhan, Basu Maya Tamang, Surendra Chaudhary and Dr. Bhakta Bahadur Rai as Central Committee members. The meeting also signed various party positions and departmental responsibilities. Purushottam Suprabhat Yadav was appointed Co-General Secretary, Dr. Manohar Pradhan as Treasurer, Basu Maya Tamang as Co-Treasurer, and Jagadesh Kharel Lalitpur as Party Spokesperson. Dr. Namita Yadav and Surendra Chaudhary were appointed Co-Spokespersons according to General Secretary Bipin Kumar Acharya. According to Acharya, Ganesh Parajuli, Shishir Khanal, Viraj Bhakta Shrestha, Purushottam Suprabhat Yadav, Dr. Manohar Pradhan, Kavindra Burlakoti, Jagadesh Kharel Lalitpur, Lima Adhikari Acharya, Deepak Bohra, Samiksha Baskota, Shiva Nepali, Indira Rana Magar and Manish Jha were nominated as members of the party secretariat. Under the departmental responsibilities, Pramod Neupane has been appointed head of the organization department, Shishir Khanal head of the international relations department, Vijay Jairu head of the public service and public grievance management department, and Dr. Tushima Karki head of the public health department, Nisha Dagi head of the infrastructure development department, and Lima Adhikari Acharya head of the economics department. Similarly, Kamal Subedi has been appointed deputy head of the training department. The RSP also decided to approve the candidate selection framework 2083 prepared under the coordination of General Secretary Acharya for the upcoming local elections, incorporating suggestions received during the meeting. The meeting also decided to form an 11-member committee under the coordination of General Secretary Acharya to prepare a document on the right to recall. The government has issued the Immediate Public Service Improvement Action Plan 2083, incorporating immediate measures to make the public service delivery faster, simpler, more transparent and citizen-friendly. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers said the action plan was issued today following a decision at the level of the Chief Secretary and circulated to all ministries, secretariats, offices, provincial offices, including the offices of the Chief Ministers and Council of Ministers for the implementation. According to the spokesperson and joint secretary at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Hemaraj Oreo, the action plan provides for identifying problems in service delivery and implementing low-cost measures that can bring immediate improvements. Prime Minister Balendra Saha has arrived in Pokhara on a family trip this afternoon. He is scheduled to stay in a resort at Macha Pushre Rural Municipality 6. Kashki's Assistant Chief District Officer Chitrangad Baral confirmed the Prime Minister's arrival with his family. Baral said that no official evidence were scheduled. Events rather were scheduled following the Prime Minister's arrival. However, locals at Astam of Macha Pushre Rural Municipality have been elated by the Prime Minister's visit. Similarly, tourism entrepreneurs are also happy with Saha's arrival in the town. They hope the visit will contribute to enhancing the tourism industry in Kashki. His family is scheduled to visit Mustang on Saturday. The government has issued the Software Development and Operations Committee formation order 2083 Bikram Sambat, spokesperson and joint secretary at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Hemraj Oral, shared that a six-member committee has been formed under the chairmanship of the secretary at the Prime Minister's office. The cabinet meeting on August 19th approved the order to develop, upgrade, and maintain software used in public institutions to make public service delivery IT-based. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Biraj Bhakta Shrestha has highlighted the need to take the prompt action with preparedness in the field of water, food, irrigation, and disaster resilience. In his address at the inaugural ceremony of the National Workshop, Super El Nino and Climate Risk, Impacts on Water, Food, Energy and Disaster Resilience, today he stressed the urgency to take strides, keeping potential impacts of Super El Nino into consideration. The workshop was organized in Lalitpur by the Secretariat of the Water and Energy Commission and the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Videsh gaye pari chinta ki na garne
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line
jaha bhaye pari paunu hos hami sangai
call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *1415*7# dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha
Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Education and Sports, Sasmit Pokhrel, has said that the suggestions are being collected through educational dialogue program in order to address it in policy and legal manner. Talking to media persons at Dhangadi Airport today, Minister Pokhrel underlined that the ministry has been organizing programs to collect suggestions for the new School Education Act and regulation going to be formulated. Minister Pokhrel emphasized that all levels three levels of the government need to work together for the development of the country's education sector. Education dialogue program started in Kosi province a week ago and was also organized in Madhes, Bagmati, Lumbini and Karnali provinces. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. China has rejected the planned U.S. measures to inflict economic pain on Iran. Al Jazeera cited Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lin Jian as saying that a new round of U.S. economic pressure will not help resolve the conflict in the Middle East. Speaking at a regular news briefing in Beijing on Friday, Lin said sanctions and pressure will not help resolve the issue and called on all sides to address the tensions through political and diplomatic means. China has repeatedly rejected unilateral U.S. sanctions, arguing that measures not authorized by the UN Security Council lack a basis in international law. Lin's comments came as Washington steps economic pressure on Iran and urges Beijing to curb its economic ties with Tehran. The El Nino event that is developing over the Pacific Ocean is likely to be the strongest in living memory, the Met Office has warned. The powerful natural climate phenomenon pushes up global temperatures and can increase the risk of extreme weather. Added to the effects of human-induced climate change, the Met Office is warning that it is very likely to mean 2027 is the hottest year on record globally. According to the BBC, there is a growing evidence that weather patterns around the world are already being affected, with below-average monsoon rains in India and suppressed hurricane activity in the Atlantic Ocean. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has a general forecast generally cloudy weather conditions across the country. Moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan region of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at a few places in the Himalayan region of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhupashim provinces. Similarly, moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely at many places in the hilly areas of Kusi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and at some places in the hilly areas of Karnali and Sudhupashim provinces. Moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely at some places in the Tarai areas of the country. Likewise, heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the Himalayan, hilly and Tarai regions of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and in the hilly and Tarai regions of Lumbini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Rashtriya Swatantra Party nominates 9 Central Committee members, appoints Jagadish Khrel as party spokesperson. Government issues immediate public service improvement action plan to make public service delivery faster, transparent and citizen-friendly. And China rejects U.S. sanctions on Iran, calls on all sides to address tensions through political and diplomatic means. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.